Morning, friends.
Morning.
So, my name is Al Green. I'm a delegate of the Massachusetts Conference of the UCC. I'm a deacon at Hadron Park Congregational Church, UCC. I'm the head of our Health and Wellness Committee, Youth Missions Chaperone, and the Ministry Director of the LGBTSM Task Force. And so, basically, I'm a typical, at least I'd hope so, a UCCer who needs to learn how to say no at times. Thank you, Reverend Mark, for extending the invitation for us to come out and speak. It is indeed an honor to be worshiping with United Church of Jaffrey as you celebrate 25 years of being open and affirming, which is just amazing. So friends, and I hope it's okay to call you that, right? Good. I feel like we have so much in common. Both of our congregations are welcoming of all, regardless of race, country of origin, gender, sexual identity, or faith belief. As Christ followers, it is our belief that all are deserving of love and equitable treatment. As it states on your website, we have members, but it's not a club. We have music, but it's not entertainment. We have sermons, but we don't have nap time. We talk of God, but we don't judge. The United Church of Jaffrey is a community based on the idea that we are created by and for love. This notion may be idealistic, but it's not naive. It's challenging. We are created by and for love. This notion may be idealistic, but it's not naive. It's challenging. What a statement to make. That challenge puts faith into action. And imagine it is what spurred you back in 1994 to go through the often difficult ONA process. I see that there were some folks here who were here back then, and I imagine it was pretty difficult, right? It often splits churches. I'm sure that we all agree that all are deserving of love and equitable treatment, for love is love is love is love. Whether you're lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, non-binary, or queer. Now, should we happen to come across instances where either love or equitable treatment is lacking, it is our duty to do all that is within our power to bring about change. Solely offering prayers and platitudes will not cut it, especially in today's climate where hatred and fear are being used to harden our hearts. In essence, we are deeply committed to the notion that church, as an institution, as a family unit, must be active. It is why we at Hadron Park Church, when presented with the opportunity to create the support that is the LGBT Assigned Task Force, we jumped into action. Back in 2008, a gay asylum seeker was referred by his attorney to our church for support. He was having difficulty preparing for his asylum case. He was homeless, he was hungry, and he had serious doubts as to whether God loved him as a gay man. His attorney remembered that our pastor, Reverend Judy Hanlon, had received some write-up for being a vocal supporter during Massachusetts' equal marriage fight. Our church got together and provided shelter, food, and love until he was able to work and support himself. Fast forward 11 years, and we have directly housed and fed about 300 people from more than 20 of the still in 2019, almost year 2020, still 70 countries where it is illegal to be LGBTQ. We're the conduit through which many faith-based and justice-seeking entities and individuals provide not just housing and food, but connections to pro bono attorneys, medical and mental health resources during the up to 2 years that it can take before an asylum seeker can legally work to support themselves. That's right, up to 2 years. Our work supporting the new beginnings of LGBTQ individuals fleeing persecution and seeking safe haven here in the US is much needed and has had an immense impact on the lives of those we have directly and indirectly served. Today, 100% of our folks have gone on to be granted asylum. Now, that's a remarkable and a to be celebrated achievement that stands out even more when we consider that in the national context, less than 25% of asylum petitions are successful. With me today is one of our asylum seekers from Jamaica, who will briefly share what it was like for him to be a part of our loving and welcoming community. Chris.
Good morning, folks. My director, Al Green, consider you friends, but for me, you're my family. I'm from a country where in 2019, I can't be gay. I mean, like Duran, I grew up in the church and I had to stop at age 10 because I was never welcome there. Duran is a athlete or a former athlete in my country. No matter how famous you were or you currently are, once you are deemed gay, you're typically a nobody there. So I've been here for the past 10 months. I've recently been granted my asylum. So it's my starting over process, being welcome here to the US. So it's really a joy and blessing being here, seeing a congregation that has embraced a lifestyle since a year before I was born. So, I mean, I'm standing on grounds that have welcomed persons like myself before I was even born. So it's indeed a blessing being here, being in a safe haven, being in the US. And I'm just grateful seeing all these joyful and happy faces, welcoming arms, and that's why I consider you all to be my family. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. So, I pray that you will all consider forming a strong relationship with the LGBT Asylum Task Force. Let's definitely put our shared faith into practice. It is also my fervent hope that as you are celebrating 25 years of being ONA, that you'll be re-energized to seek out and take on new challenges. That in the face of the oppressor, you will stand firm. Beside the weakened, walk hand in hand. And in the presence of less privileged, I say, let us share in our bounty. We'll be better for it.